Oh, I know I did. Okay, okay. Rizzo on the track. So vivid, so terrifying, so shaking. Here's that dream, girl. New Year's Eve 2003. I'm at a hotel party with some Lancaster free. Go shoulder, it's your birthday. It's on repeat. The ball didn't drop yet, it's 10:50. She looks at me and says, give me a drink, I'll need one. And those hot dogs are raw, don't eat one. Damn, I'm too deep, I started feeling weak. I pass out, bump my head and fall asleep. Wake up in the coat room, lying next to Shorty. Alarm clock says 11:40. Bobby's still sleeping, I'm keeping her gown. Then I feel a vibration, ringtone, Bobby Brown. The phone's in my pocket ringing, but it's not mine. I flip it open and see my name and number inside calling. Hello, who's this?
Oh, it's you, it's me.
Huh?
Look, she's crazy, just go back to sleep.
You're dead wrong. Stop playing. Prank call. Prank call.
Shorty thinks you're using danger. Trust me, it's major. Go back to sleep so you can save her.
Hold on. I lean towards Shorty and I shake her. Touch her shoulders and cheeks, but damn, I can't wake her. Lift up her eyelids. Her eyes roll back. Tell myself, I'm coming. Hang up the jack. Sleep. Wake up, I'm in the office, no furniture. Two men saying, no noise, I will murder you. There's Shorty chained at the wrist, hanging from the sprinkler. Handcuffs are tight, she is injured. Apparently, they broke my fingers when I awoke. I'm tied up, bloody tasting cigarettes, smoke in the air. And my legs are tied to this chair. And I've been here, but similar to most of my nightmares. Taking turns burning her with cigarettes, demanding the whereabouts of money she intercepts. She screams in pain with no answers, then laughs, and says they'll both die from throat cancer. It's plain to see that she's buying me time, as I squirm to break free and do a violent crime. They broke my fingers by design, and left a gun on my lap just to mock me. But I started boxing this year. I'm brand new Rollin, break the arms off the chair, scream like C. Wallace. I look down, my hands become hammers like Transformers. Bulletproof, moonwalker, grip them in the cobra clutch. Crack their coconuts, their blood's on my coat, now it's smudged. Pull some lighter fluid out of my pocket, drape it over their bodies, and say, I'm the opposite, I'm sorry. Take the cigarette they use to torture my shorty. Toss it at their feet, they'll be in hell shortly. Bodies evaporate like vampires in the movie Blade, which I watched earlier that day. Pulled my shorty from the sprinkler pole, wrapped her in my jacket, said, let me borrow your phone. Punching my number, call myself at the party. Wake up next to mommy, she said, this reminds me of a...
Before you go to sleep, you lay in your bed and you say to yourself over and over again, I wish to become more conscious in my dream, more awake in my dream state. Then try to carry that consciousness over into the dream. It often works.
But sometimes we may have a dream that's quite different from our ordinary dream. The kind of difference we feel between being present for an event as opposed to merely watching it on television.
Always a dreamer, Abel.
If you don't have good dreams, Bagel, you got nightmares.